Centered Kids.
Hello, it's Sunday, and happy, happy Sunday to everyone out there listening. Today is June 23rd, 2024, and my name is Mr. Johnny. And I hope you've been having a great weekend so far. How's your Sunday been? Did you go to church today? What'd you learn about? Have you adopted the phrase, note takers are world changers yet? Remember, taking notes is a great way to remember what you've been learning. And come on, there's nothing more important than learning about our Creator and our Savior. So I would encourage you to bring a notebook, a pen, or pencil with you to church and take notes and keep pursuing your faith in a genuine and intentional way. And remember, note takers are world changers. All right, but I don't think there's any time to waste on this episode. Are you guys ready just to go ahead and jump into the draw along? Let's go over our virtue for the week. Virtue Y says, we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. All right, it's time for our Sunday draw along. So we've talked about Paul this week and how he would speak when he would encourage people to run the race as if to win. So today we're going to draw a picture of a race with a kiddo crossing the finish line with people cheering all around him. So get your paper, your pens, your pencils, your markers, your crayons, your colored pencils, and your aunt's brightest red lipstick. And I'm going to give you 30 seconds to get your supplies, and then I'll see you right back here. All right, do you have your supplies? Sweet. We're going to do the drawing today on our paper vertically. So that means up and down. And at the top of our page, we're going to write 1 Corinthians 9:24. All right, so that's in the center of your page at the very top, that's a 1. And then Corinthians, which is C-O-R-I-N-T. H-I-A-N-S. And then the number 9. And then a colon, which is just two dots going up and down. And then the number 24, which is a 2 and a 4. And then under that, we're going to draw a banner that is arching across the top of the page. So, to start, on the left side of your page towards the top, but where you still have enough room that you're not going to draw over the verse we just wrote, and then draw the line across your page with a slight upward arch to make it look like a banner. And then do the exact same thing about half an inch underneath. We're going to write some words in this banner, so make sure you have space to write some words. Okay? So it should look like you have two lines going across your page that look like a banner. And then in the banner, we're going to write, run the race as if to win. So this is 7 words. They are small words though. But as we write this out, make sure you give yourself enough space to fit all the words in. So we're going to start on the left side with run, which is R U N, and then a space, and then the, which is T H E, and then a space, and then race, which is R-A-C-E, and then a space, and then as, which is A-S, and then a space, and then the word if, which is I-F, and then a space, and then the word to, which is T-O, and then lastly, a space, and the word when, which is W-I-N. And you can even add an exclamation point at the end for a little extra emphasis, which is a line straight down with a dot or a period underneath. All right, now we're going to go into the actual drawing. Are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, so on this drawing, the picture is going to be a kiddo who's kind of running straight at you. Have you ever seen someone finish a race in first place and they usually have that kind of banner or ribbon going across the finish line and they get to run through and break it? So this picture is going to be a kiddo kind of running at us, breaking through the banner. So first, I'm just going to draw the kiddo in the middle right underneath the banner. And you can make this kid a boy or a girl. For me, I'm going to make him a boy. So I'm going to start with his face. And you can do his hair. I mean, you have some creative liberty here, right? You can kind of make it however you'd like. So I'm going to draw his face, which is just a big U. And I'm going to put some hair on top. And then I'll give him some ears right underneath his hair. All right, now he's happy that he's crossing the finish line. So we're going to draw his big eyes that are happy with his eyebrows raised. I'm going to give him a nose and a big open smile, like his mouth is open and he's super happy. All right, and now I'm going to draw his arms. So he's going to be kind of wearing like a kind of like a runner shirt, which looks like a tank top. So right underneath where his chin would be, I'm just going to draw a small U or semicircle coming down. And then you just go out like just a very small amount on either side and then just draw it straight down on either side. So it kind of looks like a rectangle coming straight down. And then at the bottom of it where the end of the shirt would be, do a line across to connect the rectangle, but kind of do a small curved line just so it kind of looks more shirt-like. And then I'm going to draw his arms on either side coming out and over his head, like he's like, woohoo, I did it, I won the race. So one arm coming out that way and up, and the other arm the other way and up. And you draw his hands just kind of open. And you know, when runners run, they usually have like a number on their shirt. That's how like people who are watching the race kind of know who the people are that are running is based on the number. So we're gonna draw a little rectangle in the middle of his chest and write a number in it. And since the verse we're talking about is 1 Corinthians 9:24, I'm going to make his number a 924. And of course, if you're drawing a girl, you know, make the adjustments as you need. And now I'm going to draw his shorts. And then his right leg coming straight down. Then his shoe. And his left leg is actually going to be kind of like he's running. So instead of drawing a straight leg, you actually just draw a little semicircle coming out, almost like his knees bent. And then you can draw his shoe right underneath that. So it looks like his leg is raised, like he's running. And of course, he's breaking through the banner. So on either side, you can draw this however you want. You can just draw the banner breaking. So on this side, I'm going to have it kind of broken over here, going across. And then on the other side, the same way. Like he just ran through and broke the banner. Woohoo! So he's running through the banner, and you can draw another runner right behind him. So I'm just going to draw a girl right behind him. She's close behind, running the race too, as if like she wanted to win. So same way, just draw her face. I'm going to give her her hair kind of in a ponytail. So I'll draw her hair on top, but then have some hair kind of coming off to the side like a ponytail. She's also excited. I mean, she's second place. That's pretty fun. So we're going to give her some big eyes too, her nose. Big happy smile, like she's excited. And then you'll kind of do the similar thing that you did with your other runner. Okay, you'll just kind of draw her body the same. You don't necessarily have to do her hands above her head like the guy who runs. She can maybe just be more in a traditional running position, but kind of copy what you did with the first runner. I'm gonna have her arms kind of coming down and out. Have her legs running. Draw her shorts. Make sure she's wearing shoes. Okay, don't forget the shoes. All right, and of course, these people are running on a path, right? So we're going to draw the background. So I'm just going to draw a straight line going across behind them. And then to give a little bit of perspective, I'm going to draw the road that they're running on behind them, but kind of coming out at an angle so that it's narrower in the back and wider in the front. Okay, so we got them there. And then you could draw some people cheering on the side if you want. And that can be however you want. You can kind of have people, like what I'm going to do is just going to have people almost like they're in the background so you can't really see their details. So I'm kind of just going to draw them dark. Just, you know, a couple heads over there, some bodies coming down. You can just really just color them in black or with whatever you're writing, with their arms up in the air like they're cheering. Almost like stick figures, just kind of off in the background. You can do that on either side of them. These people are just cheering them on as they finish through the finish line. Good, good. All right, how do they look? I'm going to add some little finishing touches. I'm going to add some clouds up in the sky. Just to make it look like a nice, bright, sunny, sunshiny day for a good race. So you got your guy crossing through the finish line. You got the other person running right behind him. I got my people on the side cheering them on as they run through. I got my verse on the top. So this is a really good drawing. That's a great reminder of what it means to run the race as if we want to win. It takes a lot of intentional effort. All right, well, how's your drawing coming along? Have you finished it yet? If you need more time, feel free to take as much time as you need. I know that sometimes when we do these draw-alongs, maybe they're not as detailed as they need to be, or maybe there's, you know, some areas that you can fill in creatively however you want them to be. But once you're done and you think it looks great, that's when you got to break out the colors and really make it pop. And then once it's done, I say you keep it in a safe spot so you can always be reminded about the importance of running the race as if to win. Have yourself a great rest of your Sunday, and thank you so much for listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast this week. You know, we did Virtue Why this week, which means what for next week? That's right. Tomorrow, we're diving into our very last virtue, Virtue Z. That's so exciting that we've made it to the last virtue. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to find out what our fun-filled week discovering what Virtue Z says. And you know what Virtue Z says? Virtue Z says, we zealously